Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Lorraine Gordon. I'm your online coach of YourHappinessWay.com. And right now, you're listening to this show on A Journey Into Now Radio. I am going to be switching and moving to Fridays at 5 o'clock. As a matter of fact, I'm doing a show on Friday at 5 o'clock as well. So it's now under Your Happiness Way. Go ahead and listen tomorrow if you get a chance, because I've got an incredible guest, and I'll tell you a little more about that later. But I will only be doing Thursdays at this time, in case you're listening live, for maybe another 6 weeks. After that, it will only be on Fridays. Just so you know, look for me at Your Happiness Way Radio. That's what I am now rebranding myself for. But down to business. I'm assuming the reason you're tuning into this show is because you believe that you can choose to be happy. I am assuming that you either believe or you want to be convinced that you can create the life you want. So many of us go through life feeling disappointed or feeling unhappy or victimized, spending our life feeling, looking back and doing the woulda, coulda, shoulda dance, looking into the future with fear about what's going to happen and what if, and living in that way does not create happiness. Happiness is found here in the present moment. When you take care of this moment, the next moment takes care of itself. So I just want to say this one more time. Happiness is only found in the present moment. You see, you create so much of your happiness, not so much by the situations that you find yourself in, but by your viewpoint, your feelings, your thoughts about those situations, about the events, about the people that come into your life. A happy person has learned gratitude, how to be grateful for everything that comes into their life. And I'm sure that so many of you out there have had an experience of having something happen that you may feel is dismal or bad or gray, and then later looked back and thought, oh my goodness, this was the best thing that could have happened to me. So keep that in mind. Keep in mind that sometimes we can't see the blessings that are actually upon us because of the way we're looking at it. You know, so much of our behavior and our thought patterns and our beliefs are based on how we grew up, the people around us, our religious affiliation, our culture, our socioeconomic level, our education. And this show is about you questioning your beliefs. Because when you think back at the people that gave you these beliefs, you may see that they didn't necessarily know. Now, I'm not saying that was certainly always the case, because I'm sure it was not. But often, the beliefs that you hold are not working for you. And they were given to you by people that they weren't working for as well. So start to question your beliefs, because your beliefs create your thoughts and your feelings and your attitudes. And that's exactly what's creating your life. Hopefully, as you listen to this show, and once again, Friday on Your Happiness Way Radio, right here on Blog Talk, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, started last 2 weeks ago, and I will be doing both shows for 6 weeks. So be sure and know when you don't find me here any longer, just find me on Friday and tell your friends. I love Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter. I have two accounts. Certainly you can find me at Twitter at Lorraine Gordon, LoraneGordon. I have another account, and it's right here on the Blog Talk page that you might be looking at if you're listening to this on your computer. There's a link for it. like me on Facebook, please go ahead and do those things and comment here under the show. And that helps other people to feel free to comment. And it also gives them an idea of what the show is about, how you feel about it. I would really appreciate that. That would be helpful to me, and that would support me. And if you're interested in at-home teachings, go to my website. It's yourhappinessway.com. And I have some at-home teachings by Lorraine, including CDs. I've got one on the pain body. If any of you are familiar with the pain body, you know that so often your actions and reactions to things, that flare of anger, those knee-jerk reactions are created and caused by your pain body. This is an energy as a coach, and I am a life coach, I can help you get rid of. I do this on Skype, on FaceTime, on the phone, but I also have a CD that does it for you too. So you can get that there, and I've got other teachings you might be interested in. So I have a guest today by the name of Judy Mason. Judy is a lifestyle expert, and she's written some books, and she is very well known and a wonderful woman, and she has so much to offer. She is having some technical difficulties getting into the studio. There is some technical problem. So I am waiting for her now. However, we're not going to waste this time. We are going to spend this time talking about something that is near and dear to my heart and something that is imperative if you want to be happy. We spend our life looking to get things, looking to be different, looking to get married, looking to lose weight, looking to have children, looking to get a degree, looking to get a job, looking to buy a house, looking to get a different, move someplace, with the idea that somehow Shangri-La is going to appear once we attain that goal, once we make these changes, once we change ourselves. The truth is, and I want you to think about this, if you aren't experiencing and capable of feeling happy right now, you will not be happy then. And I know this from personal experience. You see, if you have that kind of mindset where you're always here, yet you're wanting to be there, that will stay with you, and I don't care where you get. So you're here and you want to be there, and then you're there and you want to be someplace else, and then you're someplace else and you want to be someplace else. So you see, you can never, ever experience happiness by pushing it off into the future. Make a decision to enjoy your life now, right here. This is the moment you are living. If you're thinking about your future or remorsing about what was, you're missing your life. Life is here. Life is now. Where are you? And I encourage you to start paying attention. You see, I'm not saying that you can't think about or plan for the future. And I'm not saying that you can't enjoy reminiscing about the past or certainly learning from your mistakes. But what I am saying is that you should very consciously live this moment right here, right now. And when you're thinking about any other moment than the one you're living right now, I want you to be aware of it. Be conscious of it. Plan consciously. Plan your goals. Set your dates. Do your visualization. I teach manifestation techniques. My personal clients get a session on that every single session that I work with them. It's all about bringing what you want into your world. But actually, I shouldn't say it's all about that. It's really all about experiencing the present moment and being happy now, with the idea of certainly getting what you're looking for or what you think you want, what you think may add to your life. I'm a big believer in I hate to say it, but I'm a believer in more. I like pretty things. I like luxury. I like an elegant lifestyle. I like the freedom that money offers me to go and to do. And I'm assuming a lot of you do too. And I think that's just wonderful. But if you're not experiencing those riches right this moment, being unhappy about it will put them further from you. You see, manifestation, if any of you are familiar with what has been taught by the great masters, the classics, you know, the books Think and Grow Rich and The Power of Positive Thinking and most recently Law of Attraction, there are so many fabulous books. It's all about your energy. If you are exhibiting or giving off an energy of lack, of not having enough, you will be sure and create more lack and more of not having enough. And so I'm saying to you, shift that energy into happiness right here, right now. Squeeze every juicy drop out of this moment. You're alive. Thank God you are alive. You have another day to play in this colorful playground that we call Earth. So, you know, this is a novel thought. How many of you have this idea of thank God it's Friday? When you think like that, are you making every other day the 6 days of the week bad because it has the weekend has it, or the 5 days because it's not the weekend? Or are you looking forward to a vacation? And I think that's fine. Look forward to your vacation. That's wonderful. But are you making today not good because in 2 weeks you're going to be going somewhere? Be very conscious of this. This is a very common thing, and many, many people do it. Enjoy the moment you're living in right now, and it will make your goals come to you that much faster, and it will make you that much more grateful for them and happier once you receive them. So if you don't change that habit of being here now and wanting to get there, you're never going to get to your happy place. It'll never happen. It'll never change. So make a decision right now to be happy now, to enjoy your life now. And I want you to notice, are you comfortable with that thought? Or did you notice some resistance coming up? And maybe the resistance sounded like this. If I'm happy now, how will I make things better? Or if I'm happy now, isn't that like, you know, settling for less than what I want? Or if I'm happy now, isn't that going to dull my desire or my motivation to get more? I mean, I can't be happy now because if I'm happy now, I won't get what I want. That's absolutely the opposite of the truth. To get where you're going, you have to start from where you are. Okay? You accept what is, and then you go about creating what you want. So let's say that you're in the mindset that you don't like the area that you're living. Let's just talk about, let's say you're in Southern California, just to make this very easy. Your car is sitting in your driveway or, you know, downstairs from your apartment in Southern California. You hate Southern California. All you want to do is get to Northern California. You just hate it. You hate it. You hate your car. You hate the area. You hate everything about it. Although, to tell you the truth, if you did, I would wonder why. I live in Southern California. A little sidebar, and it's fabulous. However, we're just assuming. So, if the truth is you are in Southern California, you've got to accept it. You can't deny it. Accept it. That is where you're at. Now, you can choose to be miserable about it, or you can choose to be happy about it. It is your choice. When you feel joyful, when you feel good, when you feel happy, it increases your energy to go for whatever it is you want. If you feel miserable and unhappy, the negativity zaps you of your energy. So what I am saying is, recognize where you are. Be happy with it. It has nothing to do with giving up your goal. Your being happy gives you the energy that you need to get there. You see, when you're really living in this moment, your entire attention is on this moment. You're not judging it against any other moment. And when you're not judging it, it's perfect, exactly the way it is. You see, when you're in this moment, you're not concerned with yesterday, and you're not in regret, and you're not worried and scared about tomorrow. So you can see that you would have so much less stress and anxiety if you can simply bring yourself into the present moment. I have had clients and students come to me in deep, deep depression, where every week for a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, they would cry, just cry brokenheartedly because they were so unhappy. And within a couple of weeks of learning to live in the present moment, they were able to recognize that happiness is available. It's a matter of bringing yourself completely into the here and now. But when you're remorsing about the past, when you're dragging along your story or your limiting beliefs, that is what creates unhappiness. When you're comparing yourself or your situation to others and determining that it should be different, that creates unhappiness. When you're accepting what is, this moment, exactly the way it is, right now, without judging it against anything else, happiness is available to you. You see, so often we're our own worst enemy, always feeling like we aren't enough, like we don't have enough, we aren't good enough. And this, too, is from early programming. So you have to start by really beginning to notice the things that you're saying to yourself, and ask yourself when you hear it. You'll hear that little voice. You may feel like it's, well, it's kind of a hearing without your ears, but you want to notice it. And then you want to question it. Is that really true? And then take a breath. Take a nice, deep breath. That breath helps you become far enough away from the thought that you stop identifying with it. The noticing of the disempowering thought and then the deep breath will help you to disidentify long enough to catch a fraction of a second of happiness. And I want you to start stringing those fractions together into longer and longer moments. And I'm telling you, it can be done. So often we're looking back and we're spending time feeling bad about what we did or what we didn't do and how we should have done something differently. And in doing that, we're figuring out that our present and possibly even our future is doomed because of what has occurred in the past. But once again, if our thoughts create things, it stands to reason that if you are thinking that way, if you're looking at yesterday and assuming that it's totally destroyed today and it's going to destroy tomorrow, that's what you're creating. You're manifesting what you don't want. So, you see, having a thought and giving it attention and giving it the powerful energy of emotion is what is creative. That's what the law of attraction is all about. Your emotion powers the thought. So the more upset you are, the more emotional you feel about something, the angrier you feel about something, the more it's going to continue in your life. And you're going to find similar situations and events happening all around you that are like the very thing that you don't want. So I want you to ask yourself right now, are you spending a lot of your time complaining about your life, about what you have? Are you spending a lot of your life feeling like a victim? Because if you are, you're going to create more of what you believe is making you feel that way. But the truth is, only thing that's making you feel that way are your own thoughts. You have the power to change your thoughts, but you can't do it unless you're aware of them. And that's what takes the time, is to learn to become aware of what you're thinking. You know the term unconscious? Well, certainly you know the term. We talk about consciousness in this field of study. And yet, most of us are walking around completely unconscious. Unconscious of the most important thing, and that's what we are thinking, feeling, and projecting. So are you more interested in what's going on outside of yourself than you are on what's going on inside of yourself? Because that's where you're creating. It's what's going on inside. So it would be really to your benefit if you could make a conscious intention to, one, say to yourself, I am going to stay present as often as possible. I am going to stay aware of this moment exactly as it is. And then I want you to say to yourself, it is what it is. When I have an opinion about this moment, that's all that it is. It's my opinion. And my opinion makes it good, and my opinion makes it not good. But if I can be in a place where I accept this moment as it is, for what it is, it's always perfect. And when I have that frame of mind, I create beautifully. I draw to myself more happiness, more love, more of whatever it is that I want, because my energy is at a peak. My energy is high. You may not know this, but, and this is an interesting thing, have you, think to yourself, when you go into judgment about a person or a place or a thing, and certainly judging yourself, it can only create unhappiness for you. That's all that's going to occur. And I'm not talking about weighing the pros and cons of a situation, but I'm talking about when you're making a decision. I'm talking about making a decision that somebody isn't good enough, or somebody isn't your type, or somebody isn't right for you, or you're not good enough, or where you're at could have been better, or maybe you should have chosen a better place, or, you know, woe is me. Any of those things, all of these types of judgments do one thing and one thing only: make you unhappy. Judgment makes you unhappy. It's either not as good as it used to be, or maybe it's better. But even if it's better, then you're going to judge that better moment against something else, and everything else will pale in comparison. Notice when you're judging, feel your body, get in touch with your inner energy field, and ask yourself, is this way of thinking making me happy? Because I can assure you, it is not. Only in living this moment and accepting it as it is, without judging it against any other moment, that's where you find happiness. Now, it's a big concept to wrap yourself around, but keep listening. Keep listening. Keep tuning in. And once again, I'm going to say this. I'm only going to be on Thursdays a few more weeks, and then I will only be on Fridays at 5 o'clock, Your Happiness Way Radio, right here on Blog Talk, but 5 p.m. Pacific. So right now it's under A Journey Into Now, and I have rebranded to Your Happiness Way. That's where I want you to look for me. So don't, you know, if you find that you can't find this show, just if you listen to any of these archives, and hopefully you will, you'll find me on Friday at 5 p.m. And I've got some incredible guests lined up for you. People that you may have heard of, some pretty big authors, people that will help me to give you the tools and the techniques that you need to create a happier, more fulfilled life. You know, no matter how much time you spend thinking about the past, you can't change it. You can let it go, though, and create a better life and a better future by tuning in to the now. See, remorsing doesn't work. It does exactly the opposite of what you want it to do. When you're thinking about the future, you're thinking about something that isn't yet here. So a great deal of my life has been spent teaching manifestation techniques. I've really walked and talked that almost my entire life. So think for a moment. When you do an affirmation, if any of you are familiar with affirmations, you don't say, I'm going to get a big house. You say, I'm thankful for my beautiful big home. We do it in the present moment. Only place to create is right here, right now. Your future is an illusion, and it never really comes. And I want to say it to you once again. The only moment there is the one you're living right now. And most of us aren't living in the present moment. We are thinking. We aren't living. So if you want to experience life, you've got to be here. Have you ever noticed that when you're at work, you're thinking about what you've left undone at home? And then when you're at home, you're thinking about maybe something you should have done at the office. Or if you're at the market, you might be thinking about getting home and doing something, like maybe you feel like you should be cooking dinner, but you're at the market trying to buy things for dinner, and you already feel like you're late and you're miserable as it is. When you get home, if you have young children, perhaps they want your attention, but you're too busy thinking about something else to really be present for them. And so this is particularly important if you are a mother or a father, that unless you're present in the moment, unless you're really here now, and that you, unless you can stop that continuous chatter, you will not be available to your loved ones. You will not be available for your children. So even if this isn't something that you feel you can do for yourself, do it for your kids. Do it for the people you love. Make a conscious decision to get into the present moment. I know that when I was a young mother, I made so many changes for my son that I could never have made for myself. My life took on a huge new meaning, and that was my son, my child. So I think that can be just a tremendous motivation for change for the better for parents. Or if you're in love, and I hope that you are. If you're not in love with a particular person, I hope you're in love with life. But if you have a particular person in your life, if you aren't present, if you aren't living fully in this moment, do you know you really can't even hear them? Because you might be able to hear their words. Bet you dollars to donuts, you're not getting the real meaning behind those words. And you may look back years from now and say, my goodness, that's what my children were trying to say to me, or that's what my spouse or my partner was trying to say to me. And I couldn't hear it because I was too busy making assumptions and thinking other things and worrying about the office and worrying about the house. See? So when you're not present, your relationships suffer. And I want to talk to you about something else. This is the observer. Some of you are familiar with that term, and some of you aren't. It's kind of an advanced term, but it's really, really important. The observer, I want you to think of it this way. The observer is a part of you that can watch you, can observe you. So the observer watches what's going on And the only feedback it gives you is exactly what is taking place. You see, the observer does not judge. It's simply a reporting mechanism. The observer tells you what is happening. Once you have developed a relationship with that observer, you will feel so much more in control. You will no longer be carried away by emotions. And I know that many of you out there have had, and certainly I've had this happen as well, where we get carried away with an emotion of, well, it could be anything. It could be extraordinary, what we think of as happiness, but it might be slight hysteria, or it could be depression or unhappiness or anger. And because we're not observing ourselves, it carries on and carries on and carries on and carries on. And we don't realize or recognize that we have the power to change that. We have the power to make it different. You see, it's your observer gives you that power, and we all have the observer. Now, truly, and this is a difficult concept, you are the observer. You aren't this petty thinker that you think you are. These are thoughts that are actually sort of thinking you. You're not thinking them. You see, the thoughts that you have, and you have a lot of them. I think women have something like 65,000 thoughts a day. Men don't have quite that many. They have a slightly quieter mind than women do. But most of them are just repetition. Most of these thoughts were programmed into you. And if you start noticing your thoughts, you will notice that you think the same thought over and over and over again. And often it's useless to you. And not only that, it's programming so much of what you may not want into your life. It's reinforcing it and programming it. When you get aware of these thoughts, when you get in touch with the observer, now you have the power to throw away the thoughts that you notice that are not serving you. But you have to notice them. So I'm going to ask you to ask yourself, what are you thinking right now? Just say to yourself, what am I thinking right now? Are you judging this moment? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Are you taking it in? Are you accepting it? Are you judging it? And I don't really care what you're doing, but what I want you to do is become aware of what you're thinking. That's what gives you the power. So you see, if you think of yourself as the observer sits back, unemotional, and just watches. Can you imagine what a powerful position that would put you in to sit back and watch? Have you ever noticed that if your friends, say you have friends that are a couple and they have a fight and you're watching it, have you noticed how clearly you can see both sides of the story? Have you noticed how you can understand both of them and how emotional they are and how you can stay relatively calm? Well, wouldn't it be nice to have that with yourself? You can, but you have to develop the observer. You know, about being in the present moment, one of the best ways to get you into the present moment is to, first you have to notice it. And one of my greatest teachers, Eckhart Tolle, the author of The Power of Now, says, when you notice you're not in the present moment, you are in the present moment. All you have to do is notice. It's that easy. As soon as you notice, as soon as you observe, as soon as you witness, you're going to find life becoming so much better. And I want to say to you once again, the observer does not judge. There is no judgment. It's simply reporting what is. See, when you're really experiencing the present moment, you're not worrying about the future. You're intensely present to whatever you're doing or whatever is happening right here, right now. And doesn't it make sense that if you're that present, that taking the right action would be a natural course of events? You see, When you're present, you're not fragmented. So you have access to more intelligence, and you're much more likely to make the right choice, do the right thing, make the right decision. And if you're coming from that place, you're creating so much less stress in your life. See, when you're in the present moment, you feel at one with everyone and everything because you're not judging them. As soon as you start judging, you slam a wall down. Imagine a curtain. Imagine one of those rolling garage door types of things. It slams down between you and everyone else. Judgment keeps you from identifying and keeps you from true love and what you really are, which is oneness with all, with everyone. When you're judging, love cannot get in and it can't. You cannot get it out to others. So make an intention. This is so important to notice when you're in judgment. So this brings me to something else, and that is acceptance. This is so important. The thing that we have been taught in certainly in the Western culture is that when something happens that we don't like or that we don't agree with it, we push it away. We block it. We fight against it. We become adamant. We close off. And we do this as a defense to keep the thing we're not liking from penetrating. We're trying to keep it away from us, from affecting us. But the problem is it actually works in just the opposite way. We're trying to keep this out of our energy field, but once we become aware of whatever it is we don't like, it's already in our energy field. It's already in our space. Otherwise, we wouldn't be aware of it. So what happens when we clamp down, shut down, start resisting emotionally, physically, however we're resisting it, you'll find when you don't like something, if you're really present, the more sensitive you get to yourself, the more you're going to notice that you're going to find it in your body. You're going to feel discomfort in some area of your body. So that's a really, really big clue. But what I was saying is, as soon as you go into that place of resistance, you think you're keeping whatever you don't like out. But as I said a moment ago, it's already in. So that shutting down is causing you to hold whatever you think of as negative within you. You have actually intensified the negativity of whatever it is you don't like by shutting down. So this is a really good thing to try to do. As you notice yourself getting emotional or pushing against something or getting angry, it could even be your own internal thoughts. If you notice when you're going into non-acceptance or resistance to what is, when you notice that happening, intentionally relax your body. Take a breath. Take a nice deep breath, breathing in through your nose, deep into your diaphragm, and exhale through your nose or your mouth. And this is all about the breath going into your belly. And I want you to think of yourself at that point as being the energetic being you are. You see, you are energy. You're not solid. You look like you're solid, but you aren't. Physics and science tells us that. If you think of yourself as the energetic being that you are, you recognize that relaxation and intention will allow whatever it is you're not liking to simply move through you. Just relax. Let it move in without resistance, and it will move right out the other side. It just moves in and it moves out. And the old saying, whatever you resist persists, is true for so many reasons. But right now, maybe you can start by doing something that I do. I walk every day, or most days anyway. And sometimes as I'm walking, thoughts come, you know, through my mind. I try to keep my attention on nature because nature is truly where I find my deepest, you know, communion with everything that is I hold sacred. But there are certainly are times, I'm very human, just like the rest of you, where I'll have thoughts and find things that I don't like or that I find myself in judgment of. I try to stay aware of those thoughts. And then, you see, I try to simply take a nice deep breath and relax my body and realize that pushing against that thought will make it worse. Just relax. I don't have to worry about it. And I can let it move in and move out. No damage is done. Everything is fine. Accepting what is such a huge key to your happiness and to your ability to create what you want for so many reasons. One reason is how I just described it. You're not holding that negative energy inside of you. And the other reason is you aren't using all of your creative energy resisting, judging, pushing against what is. So you have that much more creative energy to go out and get what it is you want. And you do it from an unhappy place. When you're in acceptance of this moment exactly as it is, you don't go into unhappiness or anger or anything to do with your ego. And therefore, you don't create from a place of unhappiness. And, of course, one of the greatest sayings I've ever heard, and I say it often, is a quote by Wayne Dyer. We don't attract so much of what we want. We attract what we are. So if you're unhappy, you're going to manifest or attract more of that into your life. But when you're accepting of what is, what's going on right here and right now, you're in a calm, even state, and now you can manifest what you want. Then you're creating your life consciously, not by accident. The concept of non-resistance, as well as others that I will teach you, can be very layered. They can be very deep. And if you're finding that to be the case, that's okay. Just keep listening. You know, this stays on the archives for quite some time. Just listen to it over and over again and listen to future teachings. And once again, I'm going to say to you, I will be filtering this show out in about 5 or 6 weeks, and I will be on Fridays, and I will be there tomorrow night on Your Happiness Way Radio at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So listen to me. It will be a different show than the one you're hearing right now. And I will keep them both up on the archives for a while. I mean, I will keep these up on the archives even when I'm no longer doing them. So don't despair. I understand that these concepts can be challenging to put into use, even if you completely understand them. It's a habit. It's a new way of looking at things. And you know, I'll have some of my coaching clients will say to me, but Lorraine, it isn't easy. Well, I never said it was easy, but I do think it's a whole lot easier than living your life in unhappiness, in misery. Yeah, it takes some concentrated effort. It takes some decisions. There are going to be times when you have to notice what you're doing, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, and change your direction, change your focus. And that's not always so easy. It really isn't. But how many really wonderful things are so easy? I'll tell you what really is easy. If you can experience this moment right here, right now, happiness is easy. Happiness is easy. And you see, that's where I'm directing you. Maybe getting to that place might not be so easy, but once you're there, and you can get there in a millisecond, you'll see how easy it is to be happy when you're really present in the moment. So, you know, I'm going to give you a little exercise to bring you into presence, and then after that, in a couple minutes, we're going to go into a meditation. I want you just to try this on for size. This is a really good way to bring yourself into presence if you've got a racing mind, aside from the breath and aside from noticing. Look around your environment. Look around the room that you're in. Just look around and notice all the things in the room. Just notice the tables, the chairs, the ceiling, the walls, the drapes, the desks. I don't know where you're at. You may be in the office. Maybe you're in your home. Maybe you're, doesn't matter. Just look at the stuff in the room. Put your eyes on, let your eyes fall on the different things that are in the room. And simply take a breath and notice how you feel. Just notice how you feel looking at the stuff. Attempt to look at the spaces between the stuff. Just soften your gaze and make an intention to look at the space. Just relax and look at the space between you and whatever is closest to you. Put your attention on the space between you and that thing, whatever it is. And now put your attention on the space around whatever it is. The negative, they call it the negative space. Just take a breath and notice the place where no thing is. Now, I'm going to ask you two questions. First one, what is there more of? Is there more of stuff or is there more of space? And your answer should be, there's more space. And I want you to notice this. How did you feel when you were looking at the stuff? And how did you feel when you were looking at the space? And I'm going to bet dollars to donuts that 99.9% of you will tell me you felt better when you were looking at the space. And there's a number of different reasons for this. One, you are actually more space than anything else. So looking at the space, you're getting in touch with your truth, your energetic truth. And two, when you're looking at things, the mind's habitual tendency is to go into judgment. And judgment keeps the mind busy and creates unhappiness, stress. When you're looking at the space, there is no judgment. You can let it go. There is peace when you're looking at the space. So that's one fabulous tool that really works, and I hope that you take it away from this hour today, this show, and you continually use it. Look at the space. I know that when I'm driving, I think I've told you, I live in the greater Los Angeles area, and we have a lot of traffic here. And for me, if I'm in a lot of traffic, that bumper-to-bumper kind of thing, I will put my attention on the space between the cars, on the space around the cars. I'll look at the negative space. And as soon as I do that, I'm much more calm and I'm much more comfortable and my mind quiets down. This works. Give it a try. I have lots of ways for you to do this. Keep tuning in. If you're interested in personal coaching and life coaching, email me or go to my website, yourhappinessway.com. I've got forums on there. I even do a few minutes of a free session where we can get to know each other. So, you know, go on to my website, yourhappinessway.com, and take a look at under coaching, and you'll see how you can request an appointment for something like that where you can learn these things on a personal level. Once again, there are many, many ways to get this done. And as you continue listening to this show, you're going to learn about more and more of them. But we're getting close to the end of the hour. And so I want to do a meditation. So for those of you that are familiar with my shows, you know I try to do a meditation almost every single week. And if you like these meditations, you can get a free 5-minute downloadable meditation on my website, All you have to do is just click that you want it, and you download it right away. It's yours for free, and it helps bring you into peaceful clarity. And that's the only place that you can feel really happy, is when you're at peace and when you're clear. And this meditation will really help you do it. So go to my website, yourhappinessway.com, and download that meditation. It's free. And I think you're going to really like it. People are telling me they love it. When I listen to it, I even love it, and I created it. So explain that. Anyway, so if you're driving in your car, this is not the time to meditate. You can come back and listen to this on the archive. If you're in a safe place, simply sit in a nice straight back chair. Put your feet, take your shoes off if you can, put your feet flat on the ground, the carpet, the floor. Loosen your belt, close your eyes, and start by taking some nice deep belly breaths. Breathing in through your nose, and breathing out. Just sigh it out. Breathing nice deep breath, breathing in. And breathing out. And once again, breathing in. And breathing out. And now we're going to do the 4-4 breath. If you've never done this before, just follow along with me. It's relatively easy. Just start by taking a nice deep breath into the count of four. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. And hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. And now just watch your breath. Simply listen to the sound of my voice and notice your breath. And as a thought passes through your mind, acknowledge it. Don't fight it. Just acknowledge it. You don't have to engage it. Thoughts come and thoughts go. And that's perfectly normal. Simply accept it and bring yourself back to the sound of my voice and to your breath. Just watching yourself breathe, feeling safe, feeling comfortable, just allowing yourself to be. Now I want you to notice your body. Just notice the way you feel inside. You're going to notice a little vibration that makes you up. It's almost like a little buzz. Just intend to get aware of it. And the more you make an intention like this, the more aware of it you will become. It's subtle. But you do have your own unique energy. Just begin to notice it. breathing in and breathing out, and enjoy that movement within yourself. It's very still, and yet there is a vibration. Very, very peaceful. Once again, just acknowledge any thought as it comes into your mind. No need to engage it. Just bring yourself back to your breath. The energy that you feel within your body and the sound of my voice. And now I want you to picture yourself in a very, very happy, comfortable place. It may be some place that you've gone in the past that you really loved. It may be something out of a storybook or a movie. It may be simply in your imagination. You could be on a mountaintop or at the beach, possibly in your lover's arms. You could be holding your sweet newborn, communing with nature, whatever it is. Just put yourself in that place. Just be there. And you can be there just by thinking it, making it so. And allow the corners of your lips to turn up to a big, beautiful, bright smile. Because this is so enjoyable. And you feel so happy. So comfortable. So perfect. And look out. Look out at the horizon. Look out at the view, whatever it may be. Notice the colors. Notice how bright the colors are. Listen to the sounds. Notice how clear the sounds are. Look around. Notice how beautiful it all is. Notice how perfect it all is. Just spend a moment enjoying this peaceful, peaceful place. This happy place. And know that you can return here anytime simply by going into this place within yourself. It's always available to you. Now, giving thanks for this wonderful experience while allowing it to imprint deeply within you. Getting ready to bring yourself back to this room and this place, wherever it was that you did this meditation. Just begin to rouse yourself, move around a little on your seat. Move your head around upon your shoulders and drop your chin down upon your chest, nice and gently. And take your hands and rub them together in a prayer-like position. Place the warm hands over your eyes and your face. And take a moment just to appreciate the contours of your face. Simply to love yourself. Give yourself exactly what you need, that acceptance and that love. And when you feel ready, just begin to open your eyes and slowly allow a little light to filter in until you feel completely comfortable, and then open your eyes completely and bring yourself back to the here and now, back to this place, back to this room. This is Lorraine Gordon of Your Happiness Way. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. I loved being able to give you this teaching, and I hope that you will stay with me for Friday's 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. Bye for now. Thanks for listening.